Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome back to Two Teas in a Pod with myself and
Tamara Judge.
I'm so excited. We're going to have Jackie from Jersey on.
Woohoo! You look beautiful.
Thank you. You guys look great too. Oh,
thanks.
I love the short hair on you.
Ugh, it's so much easier. And I've had extensions in for so many years. To not have any in is like the most freeing experience.
Well, you have good enough hair. Like if I do that.
See, if I cut my hair that length, it would not look good.
No, I thought that was going to be the case, but no, when it's long, I have like hair that goes into a V because it's so thin at the bottom. But yes. Well, that's the start, guys. This is Two Teas in a Pod with
talking about our hair.
Where we will discuss our extensions and the damage that housewives will do to your hair.
Right.
Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be here. And I am an expert on how extensions can look bad on camera. So
I think we all are, Jackie. We all are. We've had our moments.
I feel like sometimes maybe the camera guys could like say, hey, your track showing. There is like things from my first season where I had like a calic and then you could see the full blown track like showing in my, and I was like,
oh, sometimes they just do you dirty and focus in on that, like just
I honestly think they live for those moments.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, yeah, track is showing.
They're like, ha, ha, it's not her hair.
That's funny. Oh. This season has been crazy. The only complaint I have is the season wasn't long enough.
I don't know why Jersey always gets very few episodes for some reason. But, you know, I will say that those episodes are always like action packed. They're never
they
boring.
They always have a punch. Yeah.
Yeah. They get great ratings. So I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean,
I personally like it that way. I think then each time I can learn, like, and then they still dive into personal story though. But I think it's because you guys ultimately all have a connection of some sort, whether it's good or bad. Nobody feels like strangers on the show.
Right, right. Because it's been the same people over and over. Yeah. We all really do know each other.
So before we dive into the season and the reunion, let's start from the beginning. How did you originally get cast on the show?
You know, I don't really know. I think they called so many people at the same time that they called me because like half my town was doing like the Zoom phone calls. And yeah. So I really felt like there was no chance that I was going to get it. They reached out to me, a casting director just reached out to me. And at the time I had a pretty popular column in the newspaper, in one of the New Jersey newspapers. But it was like a big New Jersey newspaper. It wasn't like a local rag. And I was writing for the Huff Post. I was writing for a few other places. So, I don't know. I think they thought I had like a, you know, like a voice, like I wasn't afraid to be opinionated. And then obviously I live in a beautiful home. So I think it all came together. Siggy was leaving.
I know.
Right. But she was like the resident Jewish woman. And I think like maybe I was this, you know, the next Jewish woman on the list. And so, I mean, it all just came together. I guess I was what they were looking for at the time.
Had you ever filmed a scene before?
No, I never thought. And I always watched New Jersey, which I feel like if you're going to be on a TV show that you never watched, that's probably not the best move. Like, who doesn't watch? But I got, you know, torn apart for actually being a fan of the show before I was on it.
Oh my gosh.
But I never
dreamed I saw that.
I saw this tweet and I actually thought it was like quite rude that they continued on. Like, it was mean where they just keep digging in.
You were being interviewed by Brody.
Yeah. Well, I was a fan on the show of the show.
Yeah. And the person kept just like going into it. Like, and you're like, when are you going to actually ask your question?
Oh, that was at BravoCon.
Yeah.
That was a set up. Listen, there's a certain member of my cast who has very many fans who hate me terribly and always have, and they go after me. And like at the beginning, it used to be like, oh my God, stop. And now I could give a crap.
That happened to me.
That was at BravoCon. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
So is it fair to say I was a fan of the show? It didn't mean I was a fan of Teresa.
You mean me personally?
Yeah, like because
you know, actually, I was on the show, I had no problem with her. I quite enjoyed watching her outbursts. I thought they were very entertaining.
Because they weren't directed towards you.
Right.
Yeah.
I came in wanting to be friends with like everybody. I mean, I knew Margaret, but I came in like really open-minded about the whole thing. In fact, I had the delusion that I was going to be the one who didn't fight with anyone and I was just going to be the voice of reason. You know, and all that too. Falls down the toilet when you find out what everyone's saying about you behind your back. But,
right. You
know, that's what I thought I was going to do, be everyone's bestie.
I have a very important question.
Go ahead.
Did everybody on the cast get new teeth but you and Melissa?
Because
everybody's
teeth
were
you
blown
got new
in the
teeth.
I got new teeth.
I'm dead.
Wait, you got new teeth too?
I got new teeth like 3 years ago after my first season. I got new teeth.
Okay. But before the reunion.
I was one of the first. Yeah.
Did you guys all go to the same guy? We were
no, I went here in Jersey. I love my dentist and he happens to do beautiful cosmetic dentistry. So I stuck with him, but they all went to, I think a bunch of them went to the same one. I know Margaret used APA that people on your cast used. I don't know. Teresa just got hers done. I don't know who she used. Jen probably went to Turkey. I don't know. I don't know who everyone else used. I like my
teeth. I mean, I have fake teeth, so I understand, but everybody's teeth were like, bam. I know.
And I don't know if it's because they were so spray tanned that it made it stand out more or what, but it was like,
oh, you mean at reunion everyone's teeth look big and white?
It could have been the lighting
too.
I have to
watch for that now.
It could have been just the lighting.
Yeah, we're on a group text and we're all like, everybody got new teeth. Maybe we should get new teeth. I mean, and this is
Jersey's not subtle about their changes.
Well, I'm about to get a neck lift. So, I mean, this is a judgment free zone, but, and then who do you think when you joined the cast, like, was there somebody that you authentically just effortlessly connected with?
Well, I was already friendly with Margaret, but so when I started on the show, like we weren't as close and we just instantly got super close. I didn't know Melissa at all and we instantly connected and we've been very close friends since. The three of us especially, we love being together.
I love you guys together and I love Melissa. I love Margaret. I love all you guys.
I have to ask, I understand, we've been talking, we did a recap episode last week about the reunion and then we're, you know, having you on and we were talking about how, you know, when you guys are filming, Teresa is consistently asking Melissa to have her back. Like, always like, Melissa, you have to leave. But then when we found out that Melissa wasn't going to be a bridesmaid and Louie's sisters were... if you're just going to have your kids be bridesmaid, who cares? But if
it's a particular little slap in the face, I would be very insulted. I think Melissa has gotten used to that dynamic in their relationship. You know, I don't think that anything Teresa does surprises her. I mean, on the one hand, it's Teresa's wedding. She's entitled to do what she wants. On the other hand, it's just, you know, it speaks volumes about the amount of respect she has for her brother and her brother's wife.
How often do you think that they spend time together when you're not on camera?
You know, it goes through waves. Like I'll talk to Melissa, they'll spend like a holiday together and they'll feel warm. And I know, you know, when Louie first came around, they did a lot of like double dates and everything like that. And then it's just like out of nowhere, it'll be like cold as ice. You know, she doesn't obviously tell me everything that happens behind the scenes with her and Teresa. So I don't think it's great. I don't think that they have a great relationship. I mean, you could see that in the reunion episode that just passed. They clearly don't have a great relationship, but I'm also not, you know, I'm not there when, you know, the cameras are down. So I don't know really what happens. It must be frustrating though. I can't imagine, like, I can't imagine fighting with your family. Fighting with strangers on TV, fine, but fighting with your family on TV.
Well, they've been doing it for 12 years and they do a good job of it.
I could not do it.
I felt like finally Melissa at the reunion she spoke her mind to Teresa and she stuck up for herself and it made me happy.
Yes, and I hope it sticks.
I know because all season I kind of felt like she was, you know, she didn't want to say anything. She was afraid to say something. You know, she didn't want to upset Joey. She didn't want to upset her, you know, sister-in-law. So it was so nice to hear her speak her mind.
I agree.
But it was less shocking to me. Like in my mind, I kind of always thought that Melissa and Teresa, you could feel it on Girls Trip to me. Like these two don't really like each other. They're not the closest of friends. You could see the dynamic between Melissa and Kyle and they were having this amazing time. And I just didn't feel that way ever between Teresa and Melissa.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What we're led to believe watching the show is that Teresa and Dolores are very close. Do you think they're actually that close or it's just loyalty at this point?
So, you know, I have just recently gotten really close with Dolores and we've always loved each other, but we've recently started becoming more like friends. And the fight was real on the show. We go back and forth, but we really, you know, we really do like each other and enjoy each other. So I don't really know what goes on between her and Teresa. There is something off and I don't know what it is. I don't think it's the full story that she just wasn't in a relationship. I think there's something more to it. I definitely don't think they're as close as they used to be, but I have no idea. I don't know what might have happened. I don't know what it could be, but I just get the sense that it's something more than her just not have, you know, being in a relationship.
I think,
you know, because Teresa was single for all those years. I don't.
Yeah. I think we've talked enough about Teresa. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about you. You really put it out there this year. You really did. You really opened up your heart and shared your story that probably helped tons of people. Do you regret it? Are you happy?
No, I'm so happy I did it. I mean, I kept it a secret for a really long, long time. I mean, before the show, it was like 14 years. And then when I got on the show, my only thought was like, how the hell am I going to hide this? You know, because obviously I didn't want to talk to the world about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even tell my husband about it. It was my secret. And sometimes I would be thinner than others and you could see, and maybe she has a problem, but I really tried to keep it under wraps. And you know, for 3 years on the show, it was just like, oh my God, racked with anxiety. Like, what am I going to do in this food scene if they want me to eat this? Or like, how am I going to go on a 4-day trip and not exercise? Well, I worked out like systems. I had rules. I had like guidelines for how I would eat and or how I would split meals or how I would move food around a plate and like get away with it. You know, fortunately, in the Real Housewives world, you sit down to a meal, you just have to avoid your food for about 4 minutes until there's a big screaming fight and everyone runs away from the table, right?
Right.
So I didn't really have to worry about it.
It's not the most conducive place for eating.
Plus, it's not very pretty to eat on camera.
And yeah, like half the cast doesn't eat on camera anyway, or someone's on a stupid diet. Like, so I could get away with it. But you know, last year was really, really hard for me. Whether or not I cried too much, like besides the point, my family was reeling from that. My husband was freaking out that they were using his name to drive a storyline. He's really like the greatest guy you ever want to meet off camera.
He seems like
sweet, hardworking, like coach of the year, you know, and like his name was just dragged the entire season for a storyline. And I had a tremendous amount of guilt over that. My husband was constantly upset about it. My kids were crying about it because we would fight about it, you know, so it was really bad. My daughter thought we were going to get divorced. It was terrible. And then after the season aired and we came to a resolution, then when the season was on the air, it was like all hell broke loose again. And then she was like implying she was bringing evidence to reunion. He's like, what is she going to do with me at reunion? And like the whole for 8 months, I don't think I had no appetite. I was sick to my stomach. I was really upset. And I started the next season. I was going into the next season like emaciated, really emaciated.
Did you ever think about not going back, or did Evan think like,
no, we had worked it out. You know, reunion was, yes, if reunion didn't go well and she was coming after me again, I might have walked away because I was going to do whatever Evan needed me to do at that point. Because like, listen, this show is a compliment to my life. It's not my whole life. So if my husband hated it, I'm not going to do it anymore, you know, but at reunion, Teresa was really apologetic. You know, they hugged. He felt good about it. He gets along great with Louie. So I was like, why not? And he was like, yeah, go for it. Let's do another season. But when I came into the last season, I was emaciated. You could see it in all the beginning scenes. And I said, you know what? Here's my opportunity that if I'm ever going to stop doing this to myself, if I do it on camera, then I know I'm not going to let all of these people watching me see me fail. I'm not going to show them like, you can have an eating disorder and try to stop, but in the end, it's too hard. So don't bother. You know, I wouldn't do that. So the minute I decided to come clean about it, doing it in front of everybody was so therapeutic for me.
That's, yeah. I mean, it's huge. I mean, the accountability to yourself, but also to others is huge. Yeah.
And the accountability to others was really what got me over the hardest part of it.
Yeah. Was it hard to watch back?
No. It wasn't that bad. It was, you know, certain times I felt like, oh God, are people going to understand? Like, you know, the ice cream scene, I didn't know if people would really understand how hard it can be to eat ice cream. I thought people were going to think it was like maybe me like just being like over the top or like me making, you know, it's hard to understand an eating disorder unless you've had one. And people really, really loved it and supported it and could see themselves in that scene, you know, and it gave people a lot of hope. And so I was, you know, I get nervous for the scenes, but nothing has been, you know, a disappointment for me so far.
And I think also because it's not a forced storyline, it's really happening.
Real, yeah.
And
you it was happening in real time. Yeah.
Did any of the girls doubt you, or who was most supportive?
I didn't share it with anybody but Margaret while I was going through it, because I didn't really love to talk about it too much. And I felt like there's a lot of judgment around eating disorders if you don't understand them. Also, I didn't like, if people would say to me, well, you didn't look like you had an eating disorder, like that would get, like,
there's lots of trigger. Yeah.
There's lots of triggers. You know, if people would tell me, oh, you look so healthy now. Like to me, I hear that differently, you know? So I didn't want to throw myself off. So I didn't really talk about it with too many people. And now that I'm like, well into recovery, I'm happy to talk about it with everyone and anyone.
Yeah, that's so good. No, I think it's helped so many people, and your vulnerability, and just even seeing your kids and how excited it made them. I mean, I think that was so, like, aspirational, all of those things. I thought it was beautiful.
Thank you.
And I loved your Instagram. I think it was your Instagram story where you're putting on your jeans and you're like,
oh God. Yeah.
I love that.
I still haven't thrown them out. I have them here, but like they're useless, but I didn't let myself get upset about it. It is what it is.
Another big topic of the reunion was prenuptial agreements. So while we're on the topic, do you and Evan have one? Do you believe in prenups?
Yeah.
You're an attorney, right?
First of all, I was a lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm technically in retirement mode right now, just so I don't have to do continuing education anymore, but I can come out of that at any point. So yes, I was actually a divorce attorney for a year. So I know that anything can go south. I strongly believe in prenups. I do not think that they indicate that you ever intend to end your marriage. My marriage is beautiful and happy and like built on a lot of trust, and we have no intention of ever leaving each other. But I think a prenup is a really, really good idea for anybody.
I think so too. We have a prenup as well.
Do not.
You don't?
No.
Well, you're more trusting.
I am. Did you guys come in with equal amounts?
I had nothing. And my husband had a lot. And now, but you know, you have to put in your past, like, you know, like if my dad were to pass away, all those crazy things that you don't want to have to think about,
you
have to write that in. So even though I didn't have a trust and blah, blah, blah. So we both had things to ultimately protect, but I mean, California is also like a no fault state. There's all these things. Prenups are really kind of BS out here anyway, but we did it mainly because my husband came from nothing and he built this huge life and he supports his whole family, all of his, you know, his parents, his siblings, like, and he was so scared of marriage because he was scared there was going to be someone that was going to take away everything he had worked for. And I was like, listen, I'm not here to, I don't need to own Skyline. Like, your business.
Right.
Like, I want to create my own life with you. And so everybody's, you know, to each his own. But for me, that's how I felt. I mean, I rode horses for a living and like got paid cash. Like, it was not, it was not the same.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Here's a random topic.
Okay.
We recently discovered that New Jersey is the only franchise that doesn't hold something in their intro.
Yeah.
Why? Do you know why? What would you hold?
Not me. What would we hold? Either a tomato for tomato sauce. Does anyone hold a glass of wine?
Because somebody holds like, a mojito.
They hold a mojito somewhere. Maybe Miami.
Yeah, Miami holds a mojito.
I would say either a glass of wine, a tomato, or yeah, I don't know what we would hold. You know, I think it's dangerous because we'd probably throw it at each other. So whatever we hold should be soft.
Our diamond things that we hold from that I used to hold from Michael's. They were quite heavy, but they were pretty cheap. They're only $14. Have you been prefacing now every time you say an analogy? Have you been prefacing that you're saying an analogy?
I haven't used an analogy on the show ever since.
Well, when you have to explain.
Yes, I'm about to use an analogy, guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty sad when you have to announce.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's going to happen right now, the analogy.
Nope. We'll never make that mistake again.
And we have to ask. Because it's everywhere right now. Did you get the Vicky?
I can't talk about anything.
Yeah, I figured.
Blink twice. Time.
But you know, everything on Bravo is fluid. You know? So I can't talk about anything. The true answer is I don't know anything.
Take a little break. Have a little, not be as busy for your
life is fluid. And like I said before, I actually really don't know anything yet, to be honest with you. But like I said before, whatever happens, this show, I've loved being on it, but the show was always a compliment to my life and not my whole life.
Right.
And so whatever happens, I'm good. I'm okay with it. But I don't know really what's happening yet.
So let's do a hypothetical then. Hypothetical.
Okay.
You know who I mean, come on, guys.
I know where you're going.
Go ahead. The deep
let's
rabbit
an
hole
analogy.
Is going. And let's do an analogy. If you're
You know what? I'm not going to answer. I can't answer it, really, even if it's a hypothetical, because, I don't want to piss off the Bravo gods. Yeah. But I really don't know anything yet. Everything is fluid. No decisions have really been made yet. So I really don't know.
Okay. I get it. We get it.
But I do hate the rumors.
I know.
Rumors.
The rumors are the worst.
It's how do they
especially
get out
when
there?
You can't answer them and people just assume what your state of mind is. So
Whatever. Yeah, I know. That's why I just answered them and got in trouble. I just went straight. They said,
you have bigger balls than I do.
Yeah. They said, you can't say anything for 4 months. And I went on Instagram and said, hey guys, I got fired.
Well, good for you.
I was like, you know, I just can't, I couldn't live with the Instagram attacks.
No, really. Honestly, the truth is like, I don't know yet. And no, they don't know yet. And nobody knows yet.
Well,
the
season's not even over yet. So I don't even know how they're making
these decisions. So they really don't know yet. No, yeah, they
people
didn't.
Just like to talk crap on Instagram. So,
but I've been asked not to discuss it. So
yeah.
Okay, so we have fan questions that are less stressful.
Yeah.
They want to know the story. I mean, they know when you met Evan, but the story of you guys meeting.
We met at a really like a dirty like beer bar in New York City, a very famous one called Brother Jimmy's. And I was with my girlfriend. He was with one of his friends. I noticed him there. And then my girlfriend, I had an eating disorder at the time. It was at the very beginning of it. So I wasn't like thin yet, but I was really like, I couldn't eat anything at this bar. But she was looking at the menu and he came over behind us and said, I hear the filet mignon is great here. And like, aww. I turned around and I was like, oh God, he is so cute. And that was it. And then we just hit it off and the rest is history.
That's so cute. You guys make the cutest couple.
Oh, thank you.
I know. We love him.
So somebody asked, how is your food therapy going?
It's going great. So I'm in therapy twice a week with a therapist. And then once a week, I have a medical nutritionist. And so with her, I do a lot of like, how can I replace like bad things in my diet. Like I did a lot for a long time of like filler foods. So like really high fiber, low calorie foods that made my stomach like be in knots, you know, really foods with no nutritional value. So I work on like replacing that with good foods, eating intuitively, all stuff like that. In my therapy, I work on like, what are the reasons why I did this in the first place? Why do I starve myself when I get stressed out? Like, how do I have a healthy relationship with myself without using food emotionally? So the therapy is going great. I love it. I've learned life skills, coping skills, really like what brings me happiness. I'm in such a good place with that. I'm having a hard time sometimes adjusting to being a bigger size because I was so thin for so long. But you know, I'm working on all of it and it's really great. It's such a, you know, a godsend that therapist exists.
Do you lift weights?
I don't now. I did pre-COVID and then stopped with my trainer. But so I don't now. I do push-ups in the morning, but Evan loves yoga. Do you do yoga?
I do. I love yoga. And for me also, because, you know, I was on the opposite end where I would feed all of my emotions, like go over the top with, you know, anytime I was having a bad day, I would need to eat everything and did it in private. And it just became that vicious cycle. And for me, a big thing is meditation.
Oh yeah.
Meditation that helps. And honestly, like people talk a lot about the obsession with exercise and how that can be linked to it. But for me, outdoor walks and having fresh air and just starting my day with a little bit of, you know, whether it's sunshine, but you're in Jersey, so not as much sunshine, but just having that really sets the tone. So it's not about like, I'm punishing myself by doing this exercise. It's I'm getting outside and moving my body and breathing in the wonderful life that I have.
I have to start doing that because for a very long time, my only workouts were just like punishing, really meant to keep me very thin. And so now I'm expanding more and it's great. I've done yoga twice. I love it.
Yeah. I find doing weight training with heavy weights, it's going to sculpt your body and it's going to give you definition. It's going to give you the shoulders, the arms, and you see yourself.
I know there's a lot of things that I want to like try to work
so
into
you
my
build
life.
Your muscle. Yeah. When you're building your muscle, you burn more fat. You know that.
Yeah,
so the more muscle
I know.
You have in your body, the more fat you're going to burn. So for me, that's like key. Like I love all the others. I do it all, the yoga, the running, and all that.
I just, you know what, training. With all my kids' sports and everything, and then like the show, and I'm also like knee deep into writing a book. And so I just like, I never have the time for anything. So, but I do look forward to doing other things with my body physically other than like, just, you know, like sprinting.
Yeah, no, you'll figure out what you
you'll
love.
You'll figure out what's good.
You'll figure out what you love. That's what I tell everybody. Yeah. There's no right or wrong. It's whatever for me, it's my mental state. Like what is,
no, 100%. I need exercise. I do.
And then final question, because I know we're running out of time. your best memory from Real Housewives of Jersey so far?
Let's see. Maybe my kid's birthday party, even though it got called cheap. Oh. I just loved seeing all the kids from the show, like all the boys, Jen Aiden's boys and Melissa's boys and my boys, just like all being together and like playing and enjoying each other. You know, I loved that. I loved celebrating my kids' birthdays on camera so that I had them forever. Mm-hmm. Probably the times with my family. Those are my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. We did miss one more. Why did you say you don't want to be on Margaret's bad side? These are fan questions.
Only because, no. Listen, it's not because Margaret has anything on me. Margaret is legit one of my very best friends. And I don't know how well you know her, one of the most supportive people you could ever meet in your life. It's just that, you know, there's a Yiddish word called yenta. It's like, you know everything about it. She knows everything about everyone. And so I just feel like if you're going to mess with her and you have got one dirty thing in your past, she's going to know it and she's going to toss it right back at you. So be careful.
And she's going to do it well.
Luckily, I'm clean as a whistle.
That's right.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you guys. I love talking to you.
We really appreciate it. Thank you for changing so many lives on the show by being open and vulnerable.
That's so sweet. Thank you. And Tamara, I'm so excited for Ultimate Girls Trip too.
Thank you. I can't wait either. I'm actually
congrats on that. And congrats on Big Brother. You guys are killing it.
Oh my gosh.
Would you do Ultimate Girls Trip?
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, right?
Love it.
All right, thanks guys.
Bye.
She was so great.
She's so sweet. She looks great.
She looks amazing. That was so nice. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Please send us any reviews, give us stars, ask us questions, and let us know what guests you want next, because we're bringing them all on.
Who's coming next?
Who's coming next?
Who's coming next?
Bye, Tam.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.